Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I look at my own cornfields back in Illinois. It's a little dry, but they still look pretty good. But what will this crop be worth, or the next crop for that matter? These are uncertain times. Our farm support program is under relentless attack from the big city press. The Washington Post has called the U.S. farm program scandalously wasteful. The cost of energy has driven up the cost of farm production more than we ever imagined. We don't know where the world trade negotiations will take us. Interest rates continue to add to our cost of operation. And let us not forget the war and the terrorist threat, which keeps us up at night. In spite of all the worries, there are some favorable developments. We are guardedly optimistic about the lift on prices as the market demands more ethanol and biodiesel. But even beyond that, a new report prepared by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development offers some very hopeful predictions. And it says, power in agricultural markets is shifting to China, Brazil, India, and other developing countries where growing wealth is bolstering global prices for grain and meat. Corn prices to climb 29% in the next 4 years. Vegetable oil to rise annually for the next 7 years. Rising incomes are changing diets and boosting demand for meat. Beef consumption in developing countries to rise 31% by 2015. Demand for corn, wheat, and oil seeds will exceed production for at least the next 3 years. Even with all the uncertainty out there, a report like this gets me excited about the future. Any thoughts you have on this commentary or any other, send me an email at jblock@ofwlaw.com. jblock@ofwlaw.com. And I will be with you next week from Washington.